Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Don't!
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, I guess we know where Jimmy Kimmel stands. Yes, that's right, friends. He doubled down last night against all of us. The so-called anti-vaxxers, right? Are we going to wear that label proudly? Or are we going to reshape what the argument is? Are we going to reframe the debate, discussion? If there is a debate and discussion, because on Jimmy Kimmel's show, there's no debate and discussion. He's just into pummeling moms and dads who have vaccine-injured or killed children. Yeah, that's what we found out today. Welcome, my friends. Robert Scott Bell Show. We got a great, great lineup. In fact, we've got a new UK health correspondent joining us for the first time ever. This is going to be so cool. And her name, we have Amanda Thomas. And I'm going to love having a British lady, a proper British lady on the show, Super Don. Way to connect us. Way to connect us.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're global.
Yes.
We're going to take over the world.
We're not going global. We are global. And that's pretty frightening. Not necessarily to you or me, but to the bad guys. Not that we're trying to take anything over. We joke about it, but no, we're silly about it. We're not interested in the battle, but we are interested in integrity. We are interested in standing in defense of individual liberty, and that is the right to say no to medical intervention, whatever it may be. Yep, we stand up for individual liberty. If you stand for medical collectivism, you might not like this show. You can listen. We don't mind. You're welcome. Also, Trace Amounts, the new movie about mercury and vaccines and other things there. Eric Gladden, I believe it is going to be joining us along with his co-director, and that's Shiloh Levine later on in the show. We were going to have Kim Ritchie Spencer from the Thinking Moms Revolution, but she said the cough is too loud. She would be distracting, so she bowed out. We love her, and we love the Thinking Moms. So thank you, Kim, for letting us know about the Atlanta movie event, and we'll let everybody know about that a little bit later. But we need to dive into a little Jimmy Kimmel action, don't we? And this is really a lesson, as Super Don is imploring everybody to learn, a lesson in strategy. Because he really is lazy, and that's what they are at that level, lazy. And they went out and took some of, I don't know necessarily our listeners here, but maybe, because it's a righteous anger. And that righteous anger turned into some tweets that were not so friendly and that they could grab and then show, look how crazy the anti-vaxxers are. This is why it's not a good idea to act in anger, even if you are justified in that anger. You're not going to think clearly, and then they'll use that anger against you. Isn't that the point, Super Don, you've been trying to make?
Well, it's true. And I mean, listen, it's easier said than done. Okay. I mean,
it's true. It's, I mean, easy. if you had a kid harmed this way, how could you contain it? So I'm not dissing on the people that were very angry and sent nasty tweets to Jimmy Kimmel, but it just gave them a little cannon fodder, if you so to speak.
Listen,
it made it easier for them.
The guys like Kimmel and the people that are using Kimmel to further their agenda, they've set this whole arrangement up brilliantly for years, and they count on people to do that stuff because they've already labeled you a crank or a denialist or an anti-vaxxer, and they go out and they'll say, oh, well, now watch what's going to happen. Yeah. They're all going to start yelling at us and saying this, this, and this.
Right.
Because they know, and they count on that, and so...
Well, it makes it easy on them is the point. We don't want to make it easy on them,
no.
No, we don't. So let's give a listen to what Jimmy Kimmel had said on his show last night in response to this whole fray.
If you genuinely believe that 99% of the doctors in this country are dishonest...
That's not the one I wanted.
Then you need to see a doctor, ironically. So as far as I'm concerned, this is a hot-button topic that shouldn't be a hot-button topic anymore.
Isn't that interesting? I didn't mean to play that clip, but the whole idea of, you believe 99% of doctors are dishonest. See, the thing is...
That's such an exaggeration.
It isn't even an exaggeration. It's literally, again, framing the debate. It's a straw man argument. Because we're not saying that the doctors are necessarily dishonest, although some are, but you could say that about any profession. So it's a non-starter. But what we're saying is that they don't know. They're literally following whatever they're told. We've talked about extensively the medical training on Sunday we did with Dr. Rebecca Carley. So he stated something that is not even one of the major arguments of the people who are saying, hey, stop with the vaccination stuff already. Stop it. It's not about not necessarily believing doctors are truthful or honest. That's a sideline issue to some degree. Now, let me see if I can get this first one to play correctly.
Last week on the show, I spoke about something that I've been thinking about lately, which is childhood vaccinations, because my daughter's almost 8 months old. She got her booster shot this morning, so I've become more aware of the fact that some parents don't believe in vaccinating their kids, which is something that the overwhelming majority of the medical community recommend.
Well, and of course, they're lemmings, and you don't want to be a lemming, but that's Jimmy Kimmel. He's a lemming. Let's just be honest about this. I still don't have hatred for the man. I think he's wholly ignorant, and he's a sellout, as we talked about. He's following his bliss. But we're going to speak out against him, but we're going to make it easy for him to target us because we believe differently than he does. But he says, well, my kid's, of the age. We're not arguing that we want the force and power of government to do what we want you to do. You're the parent, Jimmy. That's up to you. But we're arguing we do not want a government agency that may know less about, in fact, does know less about our children. And they know less about your child, Jimmy. So what you decide is up to you. Now, some of the tweets that came in, and this is where he just set it up, and people were calling him an effing this and da-da-da. He did his real docs that were PSA, in the PSA. One of them was interesting. It kind of fell along the lines of what I kind of thought was going on.
Jimmy Kimmel, it's blatantly clear you were handed a script by people who make billions from vaccines. How very original of you. Hashtag sellout. Jimmy Kimmel crossed the line. Those doctors should have their licenses revoked. Sick off the air, you puppet.
Well, you know what's interesting about that? They also picked on the issue of the doctors that appeared in that video cussing at parents. You know, where is a code of professional conduct and ethics in appearing in that? It wasn't funny for a medical doctor to be swearing and cussing at parents. So that was one of the least offensive, in my mind, of the angry tweets to Jimmy Kimmel. But I wanted you to hear it. But here's another one calling him out, and maybe not so nice, but maybe accurate.
Jimmy Kimmel is a disgusting boil on the ass of entertainment. Ignorant. You're an idiot. There's just as many doctors that are against vaccines. No, there aren't, but...
We actually don't know the answer to that because most doctors are too afraid to speak out against it because, like Dr. Jack Wolfson, the cardiologist from Arizona we had on a few weeks back, the moment they speak out, suddenly there's an investigation. It's like if you're a Tea Party group, you're going to get audited by the IRS. There is a vendetta out. You're on the hit list. And so a lot of doctors are not going to speak out about this. But what about the apology? Is there one? Could there be an apology from Jimmy Kimmel? Let's hear it from his own mouth.
Some of these people are demanding that I apologize, which I, of course, will not do. Some are saying I'm attacking families with autism. It's nonsense. Because I happen to be in a family with autism.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to that family member that has a child that is diagnosed into the autism spectrum for their perspective on it. Because you've been wholly insensitive to those who have been injured or killed by these vaccines, and that is the point. That is why you are getting vitriol and anger. And you're dishing out the, playing the, I think somebody wrote in and said the low-hanging fruit. You know, if you're going to cuss and call them names and sound, you know, angry in this way, they're going to use that, as I said, against you. The question is, can you keep it together long enough where we could actually win some of these folks over? Again, I don't know that we'll ever get all of them, but certainly our motivation is to protect the children. Their motivation might be as well to do that. Are there two sides to this debate? Jimmy Kimmel doesn't think so.
A lot of these groups are insisting that I present both sides of the argument. And I'm not going to do that either because, well, for the same reason I wouldn't present both sides if a group of people decided that pancakes make you gay. They don't. And there's no point in discussing it.
So, you see that funny sleight of hand? We talk about, you know, if somebody were to claim pancakes would make you gay, it's about the same as a parent says their child was injured or killed by a vaccine. Do you see how disingenuous that was? Do you think that Jimmy Kimmel came up with that line? I don't know. But certainly there's a lot of evidence and admitted evidence that the medical/vaccine crowd is so invested in this that they will use Hollywood shows like this. They will use late night comedians. They will use, the CSI shows, the law shows, where they cover these medical issues. The CDC has embedded people into Hollywood to do just this very thing. So it isn't a specious claim to say, Jimmy Kimmel, we believe somebody has kind of egged you on to take this on. Whether that's your lifelong agenda, it probably isn't, but you're doubling down, you're digging in your heels, it's not going to go well for you ultimately. Because there are a lot more children and families that have been impacted negatively with vaccine injury than you realize. And it is not funny. We have a sense of humor here, Super Don. I think we hear from people from time to time that say, you make us laugh.
Yeah.
Now,
we try.
It isn't our primary purpose. Some of it's just because we're silly. But the kind of humor that we're hearing from Jimmy Kimmel and others is a kind of humor that's denigrating. It's degenerative, I could say. It's illness-inducing because it's happening, as we said, at the expense of people who have been harmed by that which you're saying is harmless. So to equate pancakes causing someone to be gay, a claim that I don't know that anybody's ever made it. Maybe Pat Robertson did. I don't know. He actually made another claim we'll get to. And then that's used to dismiss the parents of genuinely ill, injured, and even killed children due to these vaccines. Jimmy, one day you're going to wake up and regret what you've done. But it's on you. It's on you. It's between you and the Creator. All right. If you want to call with some strategy the next hour and a half, I'd love to hear from you. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Are we moving further into medical fascism? We're going to visit Pakistan next to show you what might be coming to the shores of America. And no, it's not necessarily ISIS.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House. The gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, the descent into medical tyranny is a very, very real thing. It's happened during my lifetime. I've witnessed it, and it's become more vicious as the pharmaco minions, the pharmaco mafia, realizes it's losing its grip on you. Again, this is the reason for Obamacare 100 years after the Flexner Report of 1910, and this was the reason for the fear of the germ. It is a victim state mentality, and the state and the corporations who own the state very much thrive in an atmosphere of fear. And if you can fear the germ enough, you will begin to call out, just like the movie Invasion of the Body Snatchers, those who you feel are carriers of the germ. Never mind that the vaccines themselves do not stop you from carrying germs. In fact, in many cases, they'll cause you to shed the very viruses that you're trying to protect yourself from, or in theory, that's what you think is happening. The medical police state is real, my friends. And this is something that we will continue to discuss so that those who are awake enough, alive enough, conscious enough, can maneuver a way around it and through it. As I said, we do not call for the abolition of your ability to be a parent and say, I want to vaccinate. Why must you call for the abolition of our freedom to not? Again, it's based on your wrong-headed belief in the germ theory. The concept that the mere carrying of a germ that all of us carry, because there are more bacteria in our gut than we have cells in our body. Your lack of understanding as to what even a virus really is. All of these things have been pounded into you in the allopathic West to the point where you are so frightened that you're willing to trample on the liberty of your fellow Americans. Now, I expect more from you, my audience. I know that you're probably, if you listen regularly, you're not one of those I'm referencing right now. If you're new to the show, or if you're just kind of listening in to see what is Robert going to say, what can we yell at him about? Well, you can yell at me because I don't play your victim games. But if you're in Pakistan, could be trouble. Could be a vision of things to come here in America. This story's coming out of the BBC. Pakistan arrests parents for refusing polio vaccine. How long will it be when this happens here? Remember, there was an editorial in the USA Today suggesting that parents should be arrested for not allowing their kids to be vaccinated. Pakistani authorities have conducted their first ever mass arrest of parents for refusing to allow their children to be vaccinated against polio. How many adverse reactions have happened over there with polio vaccines that these families, these moms and dads are saying, whoa, 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 how do we know this is safe? How did they find or claim to have found Osama bin Laden? Remember the story, Super Don? How did they claim to find Osama bin Laden? What was their trick? What did they do? Do you remember?
They were doing phony vaccination campaigns in order to gather in intel.
Right, exactly. So how do you know they're not doing phony intel campaigns looking for who knows who at this point? I mean, these are one of many questions that I would have you ask. And, of course, that's in Pakistan. So you say, well, no, that's Pakistan. It's a military dictatorship. It would never happen here. Well, look at what's happening here. Look at the fear that is being fomented. Look at the government and the agencies and the medical minions, the pharmacomafia pinheads. Look at their efforts in fomenting anger and hatred by scapegoating, by dismissing the claims of those of you who are living a hellish existence because your children have been robbed from you by the very vaccines that the doctors claimed would protect them. And I don't mean to say it's all hellish. I know there's love in these families, but my God, how can you imagine? You can't imagine. Come to Autism One in May. Even if you don't have a family member, distant relative even, with autism, and meet some of these families. I'm sorry. It chokes me up, really. And you will see the real face of what we're talking about here and why Jimmy Kimmel will one day wake up white as a ghost and say, oh, my God, what have I done? Maybe. I don't know him personally. I don't think I'll run into him in L.A. this weekend either. If I might, I might not be too kind to him based on this. But, no, we're trying to take the high road, Super Don, and I appreciate you helping me do that, my friend.
Well, and like I said before, it's not always the easy thing to do. It's not. And listen, I mean, sometimes you're going to take care of business. It may not be the high road, but it's going to get the job done. But to win the battle, you know, is one thing. To win the war is what we want to do.
All right, coming up, we got some questions of the day on supplements. We got a comment of the day on stinky flip-flops. That's a Florida question, isn't it? Let's find out where that one's going. All right, and we've got trace amounts. The Mercury movie.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals?
Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Right. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about ExtendoVite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your ExtendoVite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yes, yes, Jimmy Kimmel's been drinking the vaccine Kool-Aid, but then so have many of our fellow Americans and folks around the world. But I believe there's a lot more than you think of people that have woken up, if not totally, certainly questioning. And with every attack, with every comedic absurdity, however insensitive, it's only bringing more people to ask the question. Why are we not supposed to question? Keep it coming, guys. You keep drinking your vaccine Kool-Aid, it's only going to wake up more of the people that you want to keep asleep. All right, 866-939-BELL, the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Links are up, including the news stories we're going to try and cover. We do have a question of the day coming up in a moment, also a comment of the day that came through. There's also a beautiful piece, an infographic that came through on Natural News, of course, naturalnewsradio.com. You can hear us through that as well. Syndicator GCN. GCNLive.com. Infographic, vaccine industry science lies are nothing more than recycled big science lies. Isn't that interesting? Vaccine industry science, big tobacco science. Lies. Both of them lies. And it's a fact. Did you see, Superdome, you saw this, right? All of the old tobacco things, because when Jimmy Kimmel even went back, doctors or, you know, they don't believe doctors. Like, go back in time. How many times have doctors said something and had to go back and go, ooh, well, we were wrong?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, very wrong. Brilliant. Really, I was so impressed when I saw what Mike Adams put together here, because he points out, you know, back in the day, back in 1953, you had these advertisements, scientific evidence on effects of smoking. You know, you would think that would be saying, oh, it's cancer or emphysema or something. No, they're coming out talking about how this medical specialist is making these examinations of people, and they're finding that Chesterfields.
What are Chesterfields?
Good for you. They have no adverse Chesterfields effects on the nose, the throat, the sinuses. Yeah, everything.
I don't remember Chesterfields.
Yeah, well, that was 1953. But anyway.
Okay.
He then goes on.
You are older than you're letting on.
No. I'm just reading it. But then there's all these advertisements. And one after another, here's like this one. More doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
Yeah, I'll put the doctors in the Camel humps.
20,000 physicians say Lucky Strikes are less irritating.
Well, that is the point here, as we cross-reference this, and Mike did a great job, you know, what they claimed about tobacco, the science of tobacco between 1920 and 1994, our products are safe, and that's what they're saying about vaccines to the present day. Nicotine is not addictive. That's what they said about the cigarettes. Vaccines don't contain mercury. That's what they're saying now, even though they do. Smoking doesn't cause cancer. That was the claim then. Vaccines don't cause autism. That is the claim now. And they admit in the package inserts that they haven't investigated whether vaccines cause cancer, so they can't definitively say that they don't. All the scientists agree with us. Remember, that's the kind of thing Jimmy Kimmel was pushing. All the doctors agree, right? Well, the ones that are bought off, in a sense. And being bought off doesn't necessarily mean that you're given money directly. It may mean that you have a huge student loan of $250,000 or more, and that you're going to lose your license unless you agree and say, yes, sir, how high can I jump, sir? Yes, we agree. And it's the same thing in vaccine. The science is settled, they used to say about tobacco, cigarettes. The science is settled is what they say about vaccines today, right? The chemical additives we add to vaccine to cigarettes, harmless. The chemical additives we add to vaccines, harmless, right? Yet if you put those chemical additives in a baby bottle and had your baby drink it, you could be arrested for attempted murder. But in Pakistan, and what some would like to do in America, is arrest you if you don't allow for the poisoning of your children. How ironic is that? Right? Child Protective Services. We're here to protect children from being abused and beaten, of course. That's the theory. In actuality, they're taking children to put them into the medical experimentation sideshow. It's a disaster. It's horrific. And it's inhumane. And that's an understatement. There's no evidence that smoking harms anyone in this infographic. Guess what? Sounds pretty darn similar to there's no evidence that vaccines harm anyone. Have you read the vaccine insert? Have you investigated the $3 billion paid out to vaccine injured and killed children and adults since 1986? They even said things like, you're stupid if you don't smoke. Incredible. And now, of course, they say the same thing. You're stupid if you don't vaccinate. We might argue differently, but we'll try to be a little bit above board. It's hard to imagine that way back when social pressure and shaming tactics were used to demean those who didn't smoke in the same way they are ratcheting up the social pressure and shaming techniques against those by demeaning those of us who don't take vaccines. So check out the infographic. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. robertscottbell.com. All the links are up, including to those who are going to be on the show today, which is going to be awesome. So now let's go to, I guess it's called the mailbag.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, our first question of the day. Where does it come from? Well, it comes from Lori. It says, hello, Dr. Bell, it's Super Don. Do you believe in the use of multivitamins? Is this a trick question? Do you believe in the use of multivitamins?
It depends on what the meaning of is.
Multi. What do you mean by multi? Multivitamins. I don't hear you touting the benefits of them. I take selenium, milk thistle for my liver. This is Lori writing. D3 and turmeric, in addition to silver my husband makes with his silver generator. I try to treat as well as possible, meaning organic. I try to eat as well as possible, meaning organic, non-GMO. But I work in a hospital, and sometimes the cafeteria is the only game in town. I take Inflammagon from Dr. Newsom for my tendonitis, and also, most days, a green superfood powder. Do you take a multivitamin daily? If not, why not? If so, which one do you recommend? Thank you, as always, Lori. Well, no, I don't personally take a multivitamin, but I like what she did say about the super green food powder, because I think that is like taking a multivitamin. You literally, in a whole food state, a living food, a real food state, food-grown nutrients. That is it, those things that are coming in through the food as opposed to synthetic USP isolates. And a lot of multivitamins are a mixture, you know, and I don't like to go there. I like to select what I feel I need. And I agree with you, Lori. Selenium is my daily. GTF chromium is my daily. I do the silica, right? The food-grown form of silica from Alpha Health Products I get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Which, by the way, you can call him up and you can get it at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. As far as milk thistle, a great herb for the liver. Nothing wrong with that. It's not a vitamin. It will contain minerals, but it really helps the liver to function. That's wonderful. As far as D3, I have not been a big proponent of taking D3. And I know our dear departed, beloved Dr. Mayor Eisenstein, that was a big thing for him. He had great success with it, and I don't begrudge him for a second for all the people that he helped. I am a big proponent of getting it from your diet, from your food, from sunshine. And I recognize these tests claim that a lot of people are D3 deficient or D deficient. Maybe. It's not my area of expertise. I'll grant you that. But I have a little bit of a problem of taking certainly synthetic D, but even the non-synthetic, semi-natural stuff, like they get from sheep lanolin or pig skins. I don't know if you realize that. That's where a lot of the D comes from. But there are foods that are rich in vitamin D, which is a multifactorial compound. In fact, it's more like a hormone than just a vitamin. So anyway, there it is. Turmeric, excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. In fact, Shane Ellison's got a great book, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. He just did an expanded edition. And I highly encourage you to read that and get you some insight into the things we talk about here. He's on board with whole food supplementation as well. And in fact, recommends turmeric, selenium, different things for the liver as well. But making silver at home on a generator, I'm not a big fan of that because I know too much about the particles that are released in these homemade units. And I'm not saying don't ever do it if you have to, if you want to. I mean, if you're going to use it very rarely, big deal, right? But for long-term consideration, for a lot of folks that need the silver long-term for recovery, unless we're in the zombie apocalypse, I'm going for my sovereign silver, all right? The bioactive silver hydrosol, because of its ability to be utilized, processed, excreted. It's fully engaged to do work. There's nothing wasted. You're not going to deal with long-term bioaccumulation. If you're using homemade silver once, well, okay, what am I going to say? It's not my way, but at the end of, you know, what is the show that you guys watch and my wife watches, Super Don? It's like a zombie
apocalypse.
Are
you going to diss Walking Dead again?
No. I was going to say use it as an example, right?
Oh.
If you're in The Walking Dead, okay. Right? All right. If you're in The Walking Dead, I don't know how long you can hole up in Sovereign Silver's, you know, facilities before it's overrun by zombies. I don't know that. I'm just not an expert in it. But I'm saying, at that point, the lines of distribution have just shut down. If you're in survival mode, if you have stocked up for your supply, that's great. But eventually, if it runs out, then I'll go, okay, make your own. You follow me? That's my logic there. So, I did not diss your favorite show, okay?
Oh, but you will.
No, yeah, I'll find a way. All right, here's a letter that just came in through the email from Linda. I love listening to your show during my morning commute. We're big fans of silver hydrosol. We use the gel for any skin issues and nebulize with the liquid at the first sign of any cold or respiratory issues. No one in my family has been on antibiotics in years. I recently purchased a spray for my daughter who is away at college. She's pursuing a double major and is rowing with a Division I program. She's physically and emotionally exhausted and developed strep throat. She's using the nasal spray and also spraying her throat and is overcoming her illness. but maybe one of the most unusual uses for the silver spray occurred to me as I was enduring the foul smell of my husband's flip-flops. I didn't want to hurt his feelings and tell him that the smell was gagging me, so I sprayed them with a silver hydrosol. You know what? I hope if my flip-flops smell that bad, my wife would tell me. I would want to know. But okay, all right, that's their thing. I didn't want to hurt his feelings, but the smell was gagging. I sprayed them with silver hydrosol. The next day, I smelled them, and the odor was gone. I could actually put them up to my face without gagging. Oh, my gosh. Thanks for everything that you do. The clinical knowledge that I learned from you, Dr. Pittard, has been truly life-saving. Best regards, Linda. Well, best regards to you, Linda. Thank you for that. And, yes, again, more examples of the way to use silver. Remember the story I told from Las Vegas of the model that was in the booth next to me? She forgot how to use deodorant, and I told her her armpits were pretty stinky. She didn't slap me. She took it well from a homeopath, right? We sprayed her. Actually, I told her to take this spray bottle of silver into the bathroom, spray her underarms, come on back. Perfectly fine. Because it eradicates the odor-causing bacteria. How's that? Pretty cool, I think. All right. I'm not recommending that you tell a model that her underarms stink, by the way. That may not be a good move if you're trying to... Well, never mind. All right, we got more after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm just thinking about the stinky flip-flops, Super Don. I'm sorry, I can't get that out of my head, maybe out of my nose, but they must be newlyweds, because, come on, let's be honest, Super Don, if your flip-flops were stinking, Jenny would tell you, wouldn't she? She'd be saying, Connie, can you put those outside? Those really stink. I know my wife would.
Yeah, normally,
yeah,
you know, listen,
no.
Every guy has had a pair of stinky shoes. I don't care.
I know. The point is, but what wife is not going to go, honey, please leave those outside, and this is why I want you to leave those outside.
Sure.
I mean, they must be newlyweds.
Well, and the other thing I want to know is, what wife would then test those shoes by putting them on her face to see if they smell okay?
That's like, you smell something, you go, ooh, here, smell this. I'm like, no, yeah. I saw by your reaction, I don't want to be, you've done enough. You've shown
exactly.
Me, I believe you. But then again, you know, right in the early phase, we should be talking to Liam about this, the early phases of relationship, you won't even pass gas. Because you're in that courting phase. Nope, I have no gas. Not me.
I never have gas problems ever.
Right, and then a few years in, you're like, honey, pull my finger, right? And it's just like, who can do it louder? Oh, leave the room, honey. You know, it's like it all changes anyway. Familiarity. Well, that leads us to another update we do from time to time here.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
All right, talking about odoriferous emissions, could this be the first story that kind of blows my theory about, no violence, right, with cannabis? No crime, right? You're like, you're too laid back. What happened in San Francisco? A man was invited to smoke pot with strangers. All right, first warning there.
Warning.
Why would strangers become... Hey, come on in and enjoy some cannabis with us, right? Who are you? I don't know. It's not Jamaica. You're not in a Rastafarian community where you like every... So this 35-year-old kid, California man, went there. Evidently, so he claims, he got really warm. I don't know. I don't know what was going on. He said he got really warm, so he removed his pants and he removed his jacket. I'm thinking, this is getting even weirder, but it is San Francisco's... Knob Hill neighborhood. And with a name like Knob Hill, I'm not taking my pants off. I'm just saying.
Oh, boy.
Just saying. Just saying. Now, something went on there, and evidently, the man, one of the men punched the guy in the face, took his jacket, took his pants, and maybe other things as well. And so is this now, Super Don, does this just kind of ruin our theory about, you know, cannabis not breeding violent behavior, or is there something else going on here?
I think there's more to the story, because I don't care who you are. You go to somebody's house to, you know, to hang out, and you get warm.
Yeah.
You don't take off your pants. I mean, come on. Who does that?
No, I think you're right. This would have happened anyway. And, of course, if it was Dr. Samadi, he would say, well, it's the crack babies that were caused by the mom smoking all the marijuana business. I mean, there's
That's so
much disinformation going on around here. I can't keep up with it. Hey, but we got a real expert on cannabis. You heard of Pat Robertson?
Favorite TV evangelist.
He's chimed in on the debate. Let's hear what Pat Robertson has to say.
Cocaine is a product of a vegetable. Alcohol is a product of a vegetable. Marijuana is a vegetable, and yet people are enslaved to vegetables.
What?
Wow. You know, I don't like to pick on people. You know, I don't doubt Pat Robertson has a sincerely, deeply held religious conviction about things, but sometimes even Pat goes, I don't know what Pat going on about, but he said it, being enslaved to vegetables, right? And my reading of the Bible says vegetables are good. Now, it never said anything about refining it into crack cocaine or anything like that. But alcohol was in the Bible, or is. It's referenced in wine. And you know, cannabis is even referenced, the plants of creation. What does Pat say about this? I need to know a little bit more, because I don't understand the veggie slavery thing.
God made you in his image to reign and rule with him. He gave you incredible authority. Why would you become a slave to a vegetable?
I don't have a lot to say about that. A slave to vegetable. And, of course, no, I don't have anything. I got nothing.
What do you say to that? I just, okay.
Pat Robertson rendered me speechless. That's not easy to do, but Pat Robertson has done it.
Why would you become a slave to a vegetable?
I always thought vegetables were good for you. All right, we'll be back. We got lots more healing to go, lots more vaccine discussion as well, and Trace Amounts the movie after the break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.